The General Secretary of the ruling NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketia, has defended his suggestion for the scrapping of the concept of a heritage fund. Under the current Petroleum Revenue Management Law, a portion of Ghana's petroleum revenue is kept in a heritage fund at a bank for future use. Mr. Esiedu Nketia believes that idea is bad and suggests the revenue be used now to develop the country's infrastructure. The NDC General Secretary has come under heavy criticism for his suggestions. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Bubu Kinogo, Mr. Esiedu Nketia says he stands by his proposition.
It's a very important proposal, and following the discussions in the Ghanaian media, I got the impression that some people were engaged in just misquoting me for the purpose of killing such a brilliant idea. The idea basically is that I find everything wrong with Ghana keeping money under the title of Heritage Fund, and instead of building very key infrastructural projects that we can hand over to generations unborn. And when you take the lesson of the building of Akosombo Dam, you realize that it cost the country around 140 million or thereabouts. I don't remember the figure very well. But I want to believe that if that money had been kept in any bank to be released now, it would not have benefited, or it would not have the same benefit as we have had from the Akosombo Dam. Indeed, the dam has repaired itself several times, and we continue to benefit from it. So if your grandfathers bequeathed such an investment to you, you can say that they are interested in your development, but not fiscal money. So instead of keeping fiscal money, the worst case is that it is even being kept outside the country. And the same countries where we are keeping the money, we go there borrowing at an interest rate of 5%, 6%, and even 8%. The Heritage Fund is yielding an interest of only 1%. So why are we not selecting key infrastructure investments that can repay themselves over time, and then we can hand those pieces of infrastructure to generations unborn?
Are you not then contradicting your own party and your own government? Because this law, the Petroleum Revenue Law, was passed by your government, and they first...
It was passed by the Republic of Ghana, by the Supreme Parliament of the Republic of Ghana.
That was NDC General Secretary Johnson Esiedu Nketia.
There's a raging controversy over whether or not executives of a ruling government should attend cabinet meetings. Under the MPP administration, the party's national chairman and general secretary regularly attended cabinet meetings. The practice is continuing under the current government, but some governance experts argue that the practice is wrong. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the general secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketia, says the argument is flawed. According to him, there cannot be a clear separation between the government and the ruling party when the president is elected on the ticket of the party and the government is supposed to be implementing the party's manifesto.
There are a lot of country experiences that we can look at. In fact, in some countries, the general secretary of the party is also the president of the republic. So you cannot even talk about division between party and the government at all. In other countries, the leader of the party, when he is removed as a leader of the party, he loses his position as a prime minister. And it happens in UK, it happens in South Africa, and it happens in other places. And I want to believe that the issue as to whether we should have a separate party business from government business has been substantially been dealt with by the Supreme Court. When three members of MPP decided to take President Mahama to court, NDC sought to join the case on the basis that we produced a presidential candidate, we supported that candidate, and it is our party's program and manifesto that the president is going to implement. So we have vested interest in that presidency, and that is the reason why we should join the case. In fact, the Supreme Court listened to our side of the argument and then ruled that we can join the case. So to that extent, if anybody thinks that there could be government totally separate from the party in power, I don't want to share that idea at all, because the government will be implementing the program of the party in power.
NDC General Secretary Johnson Esiedu Nketia.